tell you, it's getting harder and harder for me to come home. You know why? I got to walk by my front lawn. My yellow, burnt, dry, crispy, disgusting front lawn. I take responsibility. I take responsibility. I get that. It's about me. I haven't done a good job of watering my lawn. But boy, are we all, maybe not all in the same boat, but many of us are in that boat because today is the 20th day going 30 degrees or more compared to 9 at this time last year. How? How at this point do we fix our lawns? I mean, it's brutal. Kyle Tobin is the owner of Lawn Savers Plant Healthcare and joins us on the Nightside on In-Depth Radio News Talk 1010. Kyle, save me here. This isn't, it's not too late, is it?
I'll save you in a second, but first it gets worse. It's actually 26 days right now.
Oh my goodness, 26 days.
And that's above 30 degrees, and the way we count in the lawn business is days over about 28 or 29.
Okay.
And that just goes up even more.
Okay.
We're dealing with cool season grasses, but I'll let you off the hook. It's really important to remember that right now, your goal isn't to make it green and pristine right now. Your job is to keep it alive.
All right. I mean, if it's yellow, crispy, you know what I'm talking about. Is it dead? Like, is there a point like now where we go, okay, it's dead. There's no point. I got to replace it. Or can it be salvaged?
Absolutely not. In the majority of cases, lawns have amazing mechanisms. And what it's called right now, the state it's in, is more than likely gone dormant. And dormancy is its natural kind of protection measure to make sure that it can survive through this. I mean, heat isn't unprecedented in Toronto, mm-hmm. But this kind of intense heat coupled with the lack of rain, that's where we get into the big problems that we're having right now. So when a lawn is actually dormant, it's important that you remember it's not dead. And so what we want to do is adjust our watering habits and the types of things we do for a lawn to keep it alive. And, you know, we see a lot of people that really just try to, they really want to get green it back up again. But we got to remember, these are cool season lawns. These lawns are made up of grass plants that are geared towards the climate that we have in, you know, the northern United States and in Canada. It's like trying to grow a tropical palm tree. You'd probably be more successful with that right now than greening up a cool season lawn, right?
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. It's going to die in anyways. So that palm tree. So it's the same sort of thing, just flipped on its head. You know, you work with what you have.
Yeah, like with my lawn, like I'm looking at it, and if I am to water it, I would just think, you know what, I am going to, like, I'm going to put on the water all night long. Like I'm just going to just drown it in water because it is so thirsty. But that's a dangerous thing to do as well, right? Like even as dry and as thirsty as your lawn might be right now with the lack of rain, there is that danger of overwatering it.
Well, it's not necessarily a danger that would happen in this, but it's unnecessary.
Okay.
So in this type of weather that we were having, and as I said earlier, it's unprecedented. I've been in business for 26 plus years now. And I don't remember going this long. I think, David Phillips from the Weather Network just recently said it's been 79 years since we've had this kind of heat.
My goodness.
That's not even talking about this kind of heat plus this little of rain.
Yeah.
But what you need to do is understand what a grass plant needs. And plants need 1 inch a week. That typically, in most situations, whether you have a hand-watering sprinkler, you know, like the type that kids like to run through that go back and forth, an oscillating sprinkler. Mm-hmm. Usually that's about 1 hour in each area once a week. If you have a sprinkler system, it can be less frequently, or less duration, but less frequently. What we always tell people is really one deep watering every week is going to be very sufficient for plants, and it's going to send the water down deep. And then the cause and effect of that is the roots go looking down deeper for that. And that's where they're protected. It's cooler down there. It doesn't dry out as easy. The other tip is mow your lawn really high right now. And if it doesn't be mowed at 3 inches, then leave it alone. That's protecting the crown and the roots of the plant from drying out any earlier.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's important. It's not anything to do with landfills or anything else. It's protecting that plant. So 3 inches. All year long, you should be doing it at about 3 inches. So those are two really important things. 1 hour in each area. It's not about how frequently you water it. It's the duration of time to water it. That's going to be the key to having a lawn that can withstand this kind of drought, this high heat that we're having.
All right. So, is there anything else that we can do besides watering the lawn? Is there something else that can be done?
Well, there's lots of things that can be done. I mean, you can paint your lawn. And, you know, companies, I mean, we've had to do that before for people if they're having a special event. Golf courses do it all the time before they're having a major televised event. Mm-hmm. But all they're doing is using a pigment that's just going to green up the dormant grass blades. It's
yes.
not going to affect them. It's not, you know, house paint. It's a very specialized pigment that goes on there. But that's just to keep green if you must have it green. Really what you want to do is continue watching for insects to make sure that you're not having insects affecting your plants, so that although it may look dormant, think insects like chinch bug could be feeding on it and then it won't come back. So that's one thing. Don't try to over-fertilize it right now. If you're going to fertilize it, you need to use a nice, long, super slow-release fertilizer that's not going to force growth, but it's going to be ready to be in the plant, in the root system where it's going to be used. And, you know, that's some of the most important stuff. But when you're watering, a great trick for right now is lawns can become hydrophobic. The soil can become hydrophobic. And if you haven't watered in a while, don't just go throw out that sprinkler for a few hours like you mentioned earlier,
yep.
because it's going to be going on to something that's essentially rock hard. There's a crust over top that's going to repel water. So nice light waterings, so 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, kind of wax on, wax off,
yeah.
that's going to start allowing it to soak in so that you're not wasting water and having it just run off down the road and
yeah.
into the street.
That's right.
So we call that syringing, but just giving it light waterings. Let it soak in, and you can increase the duration of watering as it starts soaking it in. It's kind of like having a hard sponge near your sink. It can be rock hard. You bang it against the counter. It's not going to soak anything in. It's got to get lightly wet first before it will actually start to absorb again. So that's kind of key. But the one thing to note is you can't really go. The rule of thumb is kind of 3 weeks maximum without any water. Okay, any meaningful water.
Mm-hmm.
And thunderstorms don't really count that much. If they're flash 5 minute thunderstorms, that's not going to help.
Yeah.
Because that's on the road before it's in your soil. So give it a good 1 hour watering in each area once every 3 weeks, and then be ready to do some lawn repair this fall.
Yeah.
And fall is the perfect time to grow grass.
Yeah.
So you've got lots of time. Just because the kids go back to school doesn't mean that the growing season is over. That's actually just when the best growing season's getting started. You've got all of September and October and into November until finally we get a freeze. And that last year wasn't until Christmas. So that's a perfect time to grow new grass from seed to fill in those bare areas.
Still have plenty of time and some great, very helpful tips, Kyle, that I'm gonna try out. Thank you, Kyle Tobin, owner. I'm not going to. I'm reinvigorated, like a lawn that's finally been watered. I'm reinvigorated by you, Kyle. Kyle Tobin, owner of Lawn Savers Plant Healthcare. Great stuff, Kyle. Thank you so much.
I'm glad I can help.
All right, absolutely. You helped a lot of people.
You've been listening to a segment from the Best of the Nightside with Barb DiGiulio podcast. Log on, listen, and download the latest podcast right now by visiting Newstalk1010.com.